Oh, yeah, stop it. We'll start again.
Okay.
Pizza Hut, pizza to go. I said a Pizza Hut, pizza to go. I said Pizza Hut, pizza to go. It's time for the good night, sleep, and a little relax. All music, appreciation podcast. We appreciate it.
And this is episode 4 of the Comment Show.
The Communist Show.
So we have 4 comments. They're not all from Stu.
Yes.
This is our second time trying to film this because I was hitting record and I was making a horrible noise on the recording. So, sorry.
That's okay,
Steven.
Not a problem.
So,
tonight's comments, part of the comments,
Communist.
Some of these comments are in regards to
we have all the time in the world.
Oh, I like that, man.
We have all the time in the world. Oh, yeah. There.
That's okay. But, yeah, I featured
wrong
that.
Wrong movie.
That's okay. I like that one, too.
Satchmo.
Yes. We featured that song here a few episodes back, and, Greg Perkins.
What a guy. We are doing our jokes verbatim.
We're trying to. Not too long ago, Greg put together a list of his favorite James Bond themes.
Bond?
And yes, he's done them all. But and I have just recently put together a list of my favorite Bond themes, but I have not gotten past the Brosnan era yet. So I have a list of my favorite themes from Dr. No up to License to Kill. So, this song on my list
you
ranks
my
it,
question.
It is always harder doing this whenever there's a technical difficulty. At least it is for me. All of my circuits up above just kind of go, smargin. So.
And I keep trying to derail you.
It's okay. But on my list of favorite Bond themes, We Have All the Time in the World ranks at number 2.
Number 2.
Yes. So, here are our comments from Jason. Can you start the Bond theme for us?
Dun, 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 dun. That's what I did a while ago. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, Myers. Dun, dun, dun. Rob Myers.
Na, 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 na.
Murray. Stu Murray.
What?
Stuart Murray.
Oh, Stu. I call him Stu.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's what I said earlier, so I got to do it again. I feel like I have to. Yeah. I know. Stu's sending me a lot of Star Trek stuff.
Oh, he did? That's
oh, he
awesome.
Will, yeah.
Oh, he will send you some stuff.
He told me
that's
it was.
That's awesome stuff. Very cool. Franks.
I said that exactly.
Peter Franks.
You killed James Bond. That is such a stupid part of the movie. How did she even know who James Bond is? Oh my gosh, my brain!
Because she's a blithering idiot, but she's not as bad as Ruby from Honor Majesty's Secret Service.
How's the Ruby music go? You know what I think when I hear that song?
What?
Sex. Stephen Hart.
Oh my gosh!
All right, I think we just recap what we didn't. What happened a while ago?
Oh my
okay,
gosh.
I think my brain.
It was not nearly as good either.
This is all new territory here.
This is all new territory.
Gosh, I'm glad we don't have to do this the third time.
Oh, Lord. That's like when we was doing the JFK tribute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember we had to start that over. We were about 15 minutes into
oh,
it.
Oh, the computer
shut down.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, we were way into that.
We were.
Yeah.
But anyhow, here are the comments on We Have All the Time in the World.
Oh,
from Rob Myers, Rob says,
from Ohio.
Yes. We have all the time in the world. Such a beautiful piece. One of my favorites.
Why are you laughing?
Well, I'll show you in a minute. Stu Murray, he says, great show, guys. Listen to it straight away. I agree that We Have is one of the most timeless Bond songs. Hell, one of the most timeless songs in general.
Yeah, agree.
And, yes, we're in complete agreement. Complete agreement. And we have some comments here from Kathy Burkhart.
Ah, Kathy.
My friend Kathy.
And a local Enid Knight.
Yes, she is. Kathy says, this was, she'd commented on our episode in which we featured Buck Owens' Lady Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
And The Bagpipe Blues by Rufus Harley.
I love that. You know, I should have picked that for the retrospective.
Buck Owens?
No. Bagpipe Blues.
Oh. You really liked that?
I did.
Oh, well, cool. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
I did.
Kathy said, I loved this. So cool. You are nuts, but I love it. I love the bagpipes. Next time you come, you have to play The Spy Who Loved Me, which, of course, the theme is Nobody Does It Better. Thank you for the shout-out. I do listen to your podcasts. I laugh all the time.
Is it on our Facebook?
Yeah.
I must have missed that comment. Kevin.
It is a good time for me. Thank you. So very sweet comment from Kathy there.
Oh.
So thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. Local Enonite.
Yes. And Stu commented on that same episode.
Stu.
He says. Stuart? Yes, Stuart. Yeah. Franks. Peter Franks.
Well, that part is so stupid.
You killed James Bond.
How would she even know who James Bond?
Well, she's a blithering idiot, but she's not half as bad as Ruby. From Honor Majesty Secret Service.
Ruby song go,
yeah. Wah, 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 wah.
You know what I think when I hear that?
What's that?
Sex. Stephen Hart, 2015. I don't know why we do that all the time.
I don't know.
It's funny, but now it's hurting my head.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot to remember.
That is a lot to remember, but I think we recreated that verbatim. Oh, golly. Okay, well, here's what Stu has to say. Same episode, Bagpipe Blues, Lady Madonna.
I like that song, Bagpipe Blues. Well,
thank you. Did you really like it?
I did.
I'm glad. Thank you.
I should have covered that on the retros.
All right. Stu says, thanks for sharing, Stephen and Jason. Really love this episode, and wow, that Bagpipe Blues song was incredible. Don't think I've ever heard them played in that way.
Wow, that's from a Scottish
yeah.
man.
All three songs were great, and as always, I really enjoyed the listen on the way to work. I'm starting a new segment, What Was I Looking At While Listening to This Episode?
Oh, yeah, that was fun. I did see that.
And I believe he had...
Sunset.
Yes.
Or sunrise.
It was a beautiful picture. I was like, that's Scotland. That's so cool.
I didn't know they had sunrises.
Just looking at it, it almost looked like a field here in Oklahoma. So.
But in Scotland.
Oh. But yes.
Now the sunsets and the sunrises are much better over there.
I'm sure they are.
Because it's Scotland.
Because it's Scotland.
I mean, how great. He's very lucky to live in Scotland.
He is. Hopefully, someday I'll get to go to Scotland. I've always wanted to visit.
Would you visit Stu?
Of course.
Yeah, that's nice.
Of course.
You know what? I think I would too.
Well, let's go right now.
Okay. We'll be there in a couple minutes,
too. Okay, just hang tight. So those are the
You know they have McDonald's in Scotland. I think I said that on the podcast before.
It was the last comment episode that you said all that.
Oh my god!
Wow. I don't know if I can recreate all that.
No, that's funny though.
But yes, we want to say thank you to all of you for listening, to Rob, to Kathy, to Stu, and to everyone else who might be listening to our podcast.
The 37 people who download the podcast.
Thank you so much, and God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you for being my friend.
Traveling down the road in Lincoln, my heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
That is actually Rob's favorite show to watch before he goes to bed.
Golden Girls?
He said.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Huh.
You know, every time I watch the Golden Girls, because I don't have cable here, so it's not that often I watch it.
Yeah.
If I'm dog sitting for my parents, it's always the episode with George Clooney special guest starring, and they're like FBI agents, and they're doing a telephone tap on the neighbors and stuff like that, and they have a stakeout at the Golden Girls' house,
right?
Whatever they're called.
What was Sophia's daughter's name? Though
I don't know which one. I'm sorry, Rob. I don't watch Golden Girls.
Yeah.
And I always every time that episode's on though.
There was Rose and Sophia, and I can't remember who.
Rob is shouting at his iDevice down.
Sure he is. Yeah. What is it, Rob? Tell us. We can't remember Rue McClanahan's character in B. Arthur's name. Dorothy was Maud.
Maud.
B. Arthur. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the other, and Rue McClanahan, she had some kind of...
R-U-E? That's right.
Yeah, Rue. I think she was from Oklahoma.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And, you know, sadly, all those ladies are gone except Betty White.
Betty White's going to live forever. She's going to outlive us.
She was my favorite one when I watched it as a little boy. She was the funny one. I just remember her always talking about herring balls.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Stu will know what I'm talking about.
I don't want to know. And
St. Olaf.
Rob would too. I don't want to know what that is.
Yeah. Rob would know, and so would Chris here.
Here?
Yeah.
So,
he loves
You were telling me you're a Golden Girls fan?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say now. I used to watch it when I was little with Mom. Because, mm-hmm. I always laughed at what Rose said. Rose was so funny.
Did you see that episode I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
How could you not? It's always on TV.
I don't know.
Every
What channel do they show Golden Girls on?
I have no
Lifetime? Used to be on Lifetime.
Clue. I just remember that's the only thing that was on. Time that was worth
life?
Watching.
Yeah.
And I'm not ever a fan of the Golden Girls, but that episode's always on.
Yeah. Well, there was
I think I stopped. Oh, that's George Clooney. Yeah. Oh, they're FBI agents. And then I'd start watching.
I'm sorry. I never saw that episode.
And then all of a sudden, every time my dog said that, that's like, yeah. I think that's really the only episode there is.
Probably
it's
so.
One episode.
But, you know, there was a spinoff of that show. It was called The Golden Palace.
Oh, don't get Chris here started. He is.
And, you know, I think...
The author's not in that one, right?
No, it was just the three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They own a hotel?
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, that didn't last very long. But then I think the show Empty Nest kind of was a spinoff of Golden Girls as well.
Never seen that.
You've never seen Empty Nest with Richard Mulligan?
Yeah, I heard of it.
Yeah.
But it was one of those NBC shows.
It was.
It's very looking NBC show.
Very much so.
I got the superpower early 90s. Of looking at a TV show and guessing.
He really does. It's uncanny.
Well, just by the film quality and the lighting, I can guess CBS.
That's
kind of
like that's kind of like me and my perfect pitch. So.
Yes. Hey, I have a. Yeah, that's exactly what that is. Just mine's vision, yours is hearing.
There you go.
We make a great team.
We do.
Now we just need someone who can feel. I don't know on what.
I know something that we could feel.
What?
The touch, the feel of cotton, the fabric of our lives. Well, yeah, that too.
I don't know why, but no, yes, cotton.
I wouldn't mind. yes. Yes, indeed. Where were we going?
Talking?
I don't remember.
Comment show.
It's funny how this is slowly turning into another episode of Chapman Harwood Reminisce About Nothing.
Well, we do appreciate all the comments.
We do. Thank you
and
all
every
very
time
much.
We get a comment, we'll make a special show just for you.
Exactly.
So we had four that time.
That's kind of our way of paying it back to our listeners.
And so. Stu actually comments to me a lot about the show. Hey, listen to your show. Great. He liked your poo-poo dance song.
Oh!
He said that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's epic right there. That just came to me very suddenly. And
yeah, well, what was the inspiration on that?
Well, it was one morning. I think I was out in the car getting ready to leave.
Oh, I think it's a pooping, though.
No, I was in my car and I was getting ready to go to work. This was not that long ago.
No, you just made that.
Yeah. See, like when I write the mini songs, a big chunk of the material comes to me between 6:30 and about 7:20 when I'm getting ready to go to school.
Good.
And that's usually after waking up, I'm kind of at my silliest, it seems like.
Good.
So I was in the car and I had this great idea. And as a matter of fact, I've got if I can find it. Where is it? This may be it. Is this it? Nope, that's not it. This may be it here.
What is it?
The original audio recording.
Brilliant. Let me plug it in.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, people.
The original audio recording. Whoop. I did the poo-poo dance. I'm dancing with poop in my pants. I wrote that.
When was that?
That was September 30th when I came up with that. And last Monday night, I decided... I need to write some music. I'd been singing it in my head, and I could hear a chord progression. So I got the old iRig keys out and hooked it up to the old GarageBand, and about 30 minutes later, there was a song.
There you go.
Sent it to Jason, and I think you loved it. So
I did love it so much that I was already editing the podcast, and I was at the part where I put the intro music in, and I listened to it, and I just thought, that's what I'm going to use. So what did you think when you heard the podcast? The next morning or whatever when you listen
to
it.
Well, I listened to it like maybe 45 minutes later. I was like, it's on there already. Like, that's incredible. How strange that we were kind of on the same wavelength.
Yeah, that
right
was
there.
Cool. Yeah, I love that song. Sam loves it, too. He dances to it.
Thank you very much.
That video of him that you filmed
dancing,
I thought about editing those together.
That would be funny. Yeah. That would be so funny. He had us rolling yesterday.
Yeah, gosh, they watched Sam the other day. Yeah. Steven's mom and Steven. So I appreciate that.
It was hilarious. We had a great time with him.
All right, what song are we going to cover tonight?
Well, man,
this is a long commentary
it
show.
It is kind of. But
which is fine.
One of the things that we're doing here on the comment shows, just to make them a little bit longer and to, you know, feature at least one piece of music. Jason and I, we discuss different songs and we agree on one that we kind of have in common with each other. And the one that we're going to feature tonight is one of the funniest pieces of music I think I've ever heard. And it's by the Beatles.
The Beatles.
The Beatles. It's a song called "You Know My Name, Look Up the Number."
That is such a funny song.
Oh, it's hilarious. This was actually the B-side of the single of "Let It Be."
Let It Be.
And it was released on March 6, 1970.
1970!
Although first issued with their final single, penultimate single in the United States, it was recorded in four separate sessions, beginning with three in May and June 1967 and one in
1969.
And it was recorded at EMI Studios in London, released on Apple Records.
Apple Records.
The song is a music hall comedy number, and music hall is the British equivalent to vaudeville.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Lennon came up with the title and the lyric after seeing a phone book. He said, "That was a piece of unfinished music. That was an unfinished piece of music that I turned into a comedy record with Paul. I was waiting for him in his house, and I saw the phone book was on the piano with, you know the name, look up the number. That was like a logo, and I just changed it." And McCartney once told the Beatles recording analyst Mark Lewisohn, "People are only just discovering things like, you know my name, look up the number. It's probably my favorite Beatles track." He went on to explain, "It's so insane. All the memories. I mean, what would you do if a guy like John Lennon turned up at the studio and said, 'I've got a new song.' I said, 'What's the words?' And he replied, 'You know my name, look up the number.' I said, 'What's the rest of it?' 'No, no other words. Those are the words. And I want to do it like a mantra.'" And the lounge section includes a reference to Dennis O'Dell, who was the associate producer on Hard Day's Night, who Lennon had also worked with on How I Won the War. Part way through the song, Lennon introduces McCartney as lounge singer Dennis O'Bell. The reference prompted numerous telephone calls to O'Dell's home by fans who told him, "We have your name, and now we've got your number," as well as personal visits
oh my goodness.
By fans wanting to live with him.
What?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It was all four Beatles participated in the first three recording sessions on May 17th and 7th, June 7th and 8th, 1967. A saxophone part was recorded on June the 8th, which was played by Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones.
That's very cool.
The song was left unreleased and untouched until April 30th, 1969, when Lennon and McCartney laid down all the vocals and added the additional sound effects with the help of Mal Evans.
Mal Evans, yep.
George Harrison and Ringo did not participate in that last session.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Webb, second engineer on the April 30th session, described it this way. "John and Paul weren't always getting along at that time."
Oh, that's sad.
"But for this song, they went out on the studio floor and sang together around one microphone. Even at this time, I was thinking, what are they doing with this old four-track tape recording these funny bits onto this quaint song? But it was a fun track to do." And despite the fun sessions described by Paul McCartney and Webb, the song wasn't released for another year. So, some very interesting information about the song there.
What's the first time you ever heard this song?
About a year ago.
From
you, because
from me,
yeah, because about a year ago, last year,
I have no memory of this, but
I was heavily into the Beatles. I had not been in a Beatles era since.
I do remember that.
Yeah, I hadn't been in a Beatles era since about the fall of 1999.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like discovering brand new stuff, even though I was very well aware of a lot of their material and who they were. But it was like for 2 months, I was just Beatles, Beatles, Beatles. I mean, I loved it. And you told me, you said, "Have you ever heard this song?" I said, "No, I haven't." You played it for me, and I just thought it was a scream.
Oh, very good.
So, first one of my favorites.
First time I ever heard this was in the car, and I used to have the original Beatles Masters Volumes 1 and Volumes 2.
Oh, yes.
But every time I got to this song, I never played it. And then one day, I was in the drive-thru at a McDonald's, and I didn't hit skip or anything or change the CD yet because it's the very last song.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'll listen to this. And it gets to the funny bits. I'm like, how the heck did I miss this? Yeah. I was dying laughing.
It's brilliant.
And lady's trying to hand me my food. Now here I am, like, trying not to giggle. And she probably thought I was high or something. Which I don't do drugs.
Well, but I can understand just skipping past it. Because, I mean, the first few seconds of it, the very first few bars, you're just kind of like, I don't know.
Yes. Yeah.
But then that's one of those, you've just got to sit down and listen to it. And then you discover how brilliant it truly is.
Did you see this here? It says, although it's released as a Beatles song, John almost released it on a Plastic Ono Band single.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Huh.
That is weird.
So the first CD was on the Past Masters, Volume 2, last song on there. All right, so here it is, and we'll close it out with this, so we won't come back after this. <That's not fair laughs> So you know my name. Look at my number. God bless you. Oh,
like a the mad